With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kel Berger back with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. With you until about 8:30. Before we get you ready for Pirates baseball with the Pirates and the Padres at Petco Park tonight. We're talking about new Steelers GM Omar Khan, and he was officially announced today at an introductory press conference, and our own Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers reporter, sports director, was there in attendance. Jeff, good to talk to you. How's everything?
Good, Kale. It's been a busy week for the Steelers.
It has been a very busy week for the Steelers, a busy week for you, that means. So we appreciate you so much. But first things first, like I said, you were in attendance there today. What were your first impressions of Omar Khan, especially because I mentioned this earlier, you know, this is a guy that's largely worked behind the scenes in his, you know, two decades of tenure here with Pittsburgh. And this is the first time I've certainly heard him, you know, speak at the podium there in a press conference setting like that. What were your first impressions of him?
You know, it's interesting because I've talked to him casually several times over the course of the years. This is the first time I've, like you said, I've ever seen him at a podium. You could tell he's a little nervous, that he didn't want to give away information and that he was playing it close to the vest, but that's kind of the way he is too. He's a humble guy. He's not a very boisterous person. He's just a low key personality. I thought he handled himself well, and he answered, you know, most of the questions are pretty directly with, you know, what fans are thinking. Although, you know, you could tell he has some ideas. I think while most things are going to stay the same, he does have a few ideas, but he was a little worried about letting them out to hurt his competitive advantage.
Understandable. And I think that's a good philosophy to have, obviously. You know, how do you feel about the Steelers keeping things status quo? I know a lot of Steelers fans, especially with how this past season ended and it being really a changing of the guard in a lot of areas around this organization, a lot of people were hoping that, you know, we'd see some huge turnover and the Steelers would, you know, turn a new leaf and turn into Los Angeles Rams. And while, you know, maybe even at some points I was advocating for them to be a little more aggressive in some of the ways they do things, I'm okay with them keeping things a little more status quo with what we've had under Kevin Colbert the last two decades. How do you feel about Omar Khan, largely, aside from those new ideas we don't know of yet, keeping things much of how they've been the same?
Well, I think this about the whole hire. I think, first of all, the Steelers are still owned by the Rooneys. So there's not going to be any radical changes of how they do business, because it's going to be that continued family ownership, the way that they just conduct themselves on a daily basis is not going to change dramatically, even if you brought in an outside general manager, even if you brought in, you name it, someone that's more boisterous, that wasn't going to change greatly. Here's what I thought they were able to do, and it was keyed, obviously, by the conversation they had with Andy Weidel. They were able to keep Omar Khan. He'll still do his cap stuff and be involved in that. But after 22 years with the organization, Art Rooney feels very comfortable with him. They promote him up. But they also bring in ideas from the outside. They bring in Andy Weidel, who's been doing it for over 20 years, did it for 11 with the Baltimore Ravens and Ozzie Newsome that have done a tremendous job in their player personnel development. Has also been with Howie Roseman, one of the better general managers in the game, and learned from him as well. Also spent some time with the States, and oh, by the way, he's a Pittsburgh native, which is a nice bonus. But also, Sheldon White should not be forgotten. He's a guy who was an interim GM for a short period of time. He's been a scout. He's been a college football recruiter and coach. He knows talent. He's been on the ground level because he was recently with Michigan State. So he's been out. He knows some of these kids. He knows how what their mentality is. So I think they got a guy, two guys from the outside, and they kept a guy that, you know, Art Rooney was very comfortable with. Art's a lawyer. He likes to have comfort, and I'm sure he likes to have comfort in negotiations, and that carries over with the way that worked out. And I bet you in the conversations with Andy Weidel, it was like, well, would you be able to settle for assistant GM here? And they were able to piece it together the way they did.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joining us here on the show, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh. Jeff, speaking of Andy Weidel, I think what excites me most about the addition of him as well is, you know, I find this to be very similar to the strategy they took with the Brian Flores addition when they, promoted Terrell Austin from within to be the defensive coordinator as well. They kept the guy that they were familiar with, that had been here, not necessarily as long as Omar Khan, but still was already in the building. They give him the main role, but as the number two, they bring someone with a pretty good pedigree from outside that comes from a different tree, that comes from different experiences, different perspective. Similarly to how we're seeing that with the defense and Brian Flores, I think they're taking a very similar tact here with Omar Khan. He's been here for two decades. He's going to do things the way that the Steelers are comfortable and have done it in the past. But also, like you mentioned, Andy Weidel coming from that Howie Roseman tree. I mean, they were never afraid to make the big trade, to make the big splashy or shiny free agency signing. And I think, you know, while he's not going to lead some coup and completely change how the Steelers do things, I do think it's good to have that guy in the building because we're seeing that the direction the NFL is going through now. You know, the Rams are winning Super Bowls by trading every first-round draft pick from here until the year 2054. Teams are doing things differently now, and I think it's good to have a guy like Andy Weidel who has that different perspective, that different background, in the room to say, hey, I see this guy out there. Maybe we can make a big trade, and this guy can put us over the edge.
Yeah, I think that's a great comparison, and I'll extend it for this standpoint. Not only are you bringing in a guy with a good pedigree, but Weidel, much like Flores, may be here a short time. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that's going to get more opportunities to be a general manager. Who knows how long he's here? It could be a year, two, five. But Andy Weidel is going to be a general manager somewhere. Probably not with the Steelers, given their track record when they hire somebody. Rarely do they make a change. So Weidel's a guy that they can utilize, grab some new ideas for as long as they have them, because this is a guy that's sought after. And again, I think it's a good hire. And if he were to leave, say, after a short period of time, a year or two, Sheldon White's probably a guy that's going to hang around for a few years. Again, I think when you add it up, if you think of it more like they got three guys, kept one, brought in two others, I think it's a really good addition to the player personnel, GM, the overall department, more than just one person.
I totally agree with that, with regards to that. Jeff, I also want to ask you about one of the first things that is going to be, the first challenge for Omar Khan, which will be this negotiation process with Deontay Johnson. He's not out there or has not been out there this week at OTAs. He wants a new deal, seeing some of the big contracts that wide receivers around the NFL or getting this offseason. If you were in Omar Khan's shoes, you're now making the big decisions. You're the general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Would you give Deontay Johnson an extension in the realm of, I don't know, 4 years, $64 million, 4 years, $70 million, some of the different numbers I've seen reported?
Yeah. So, 17, $18 million. And considering that number is only going to go up, I'm kind of on board with that for Deontay Johnson. I know some aren't. But remember, this is, you know, people are concerned about him on draft day. This is his forte right now. This is where Omar Khan has experience, makes his money, has had these conversations numerous times. This part I don't worry about with Omar. I mean, he's going to be fine. I think receivers' money is just going to continue to escalate. If you could get him for 17, 18, I'm making that deal. I'm not saying he's going to be your number one, but to be a really solid number two who works hard every time, comes to practice early, leaves late. Deontay Johnson is a guy that I want to think about adding as long as I can get the right price. Now, I'm not probably going above 18, but if he's willing to sign for 18 or less, I would want Deontay Johnson on my team.
You know, Jeff, I think the people that the one person really that everyone should blame for guys like Deontay Johnson now wanting the big deals like this and stuff, it's not Tyreek Hill. It's not Davante Adams. It's Christian Kirk and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You're right.
You know, because Tyreek Hill and DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams, they've earned that. They are, you know, four of the seven best receivers in the league. That's my hesitation just to play devil's advocate with Deontay Johnson is,
sure,
you know, it was last year. He had 1,100 yards, over 100 catches, and, what, 8 touchdowns or something. But my hesitation is he one of those elite guys? Is he one of those guys that you pay that kind of money? Not as much as some of them, but in that realm. I'm not so sure he's that guy. I'd like to see him do it one more year. But then again, that puts you in the situation where he could go into unrestricted free agency and just go somewhere else.
Yeah, and Kale, I think the salary cap is obviously going to climb.
Yes.
And I think so are receiver salaries. I don't see that changing over the next few years. And you might look back at even as a number two receiver, let's say you can get him for $17 million a year. You might look back 3 years from now and say, wow, what a bargain to get him for that because of what they're paying other Christian Kirks around the league. Yeah, and I'm not saying that Deontay Johnson is Deebo Samuel. He is not. He is not in that league. But when you look at his numbers and the production, and I think you factor in the intangibles of the way the guy works and his willingness to be coached with the guy they're high on and a new receivers coach, I'm willing to roll the dice on a reasonable to maybe slightly north of reasonable contract for Deontay.
Joined by Jeff Hathorn here on the show, and obviously Deontay Johnson not there at OTAs, but Jeff, let's turn our attention to some of the guys that were there in attendance that you can talk about here. Let's first touch on the quarterbacks. Obviously, a lot of eyes on Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky, from what I've heard, getting the bulk of the first-team reps there. What did you see from the quarterbacks there in our first real opportunity to see them on the field together with the whole team?
Yeah, and there's really not a lot to glean from it from this standpoint. You know, they're running a few routes. There's not a lot of coverage on the receivers. I mean, they're just going through OTA stuff. I mean, there's, you know, I can't tell you the order, but if you look at any of the 100 videos that are out there of the order,
yeah,
you know what it is, and it hadn't changed all week. It was the same order all week. Now, as Mike Tomlin is wont to do, he says those orders can change. We'll see next week. I think that's one little thing I'll look for next week in the final week of voluntary workouts is, will they bring, you know, will they change that quarterback order or does it stay the same? And I think to that line, another interesting part of OTAs has been the offensive line has been the same all week. You know, Cole Daniels, Okorafor, Moore on the left side, along with Kevin Dotson. So that has not changed once. So those two things are kind of intriguing, but I can't tell you the performance of the quarterbacks. I could just tell you, you know, show you what the order is. But I would say that, you know, it's hard to find separation this time of year when you're not running plays, you're not facing defenses, and, you know, you're not having to do anything that's out of the ordinary.
And similarly, I know he's in T-shirts and shorts, but one of the guys that I know our colleague Josh Roundtree was really fawning over this week is how different Najee Harris looks, that he looks like even more of a physical specimen than he had been last season and prior when he was entering the league. Are you seeing the same thing? Can you reiterate that Najee Harris looks like a man possessed out there?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about this today. You know, to me, when I first saw him, he looked big. I thought, wow, this guy is bigger than I thought he was. And, you know, he's in a room with smaller guys at tailback, so maybe that makes him look a little bit bigger this year. But, yeah, he's a guy that is in incredible shape. He's not the only one. Some other guys have transformed their bodies. I think Dan Moore looks great. Pat Freiermuth, too. But it's hard to not see Najee Harris go through drills and, you know, just turn your head, you know, just to watch a few of them. It's kind of like, you know, going into batting practice and watching a home run hitter. Like,
yeah.
Your eyes are just gravitated. And I think the same thing with Najee. I'll say this too, Cale. One thing that I can say about, like, George Pickens, the new receiver, one thing that is impressive, he catches with his hands. Like, you rarely see him. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen him catch a ball, even in all the practice drills they do, where he traps it against his body. He's always got his hands out. That, to me, speaks to someone that might have a high success level at the NFL, in the NFL.
Absolutely. Jeff, a couple more for you here. Before I ask you about the linebackers, I want to ask you about their new coach that we mentioned earlier, Brian Flores. What has he been like, you know, buzzing around the field there? What's it been like to watch him, you know, do his craft and try and rectify Devin Bush and try to get Miles Jack in the fold?
So I think he has been himself, but you know that it's Brian Flores. Hey, this is a guy that was the coach of the Dolphins. This guy was, you know, one of the best defensive minds for a decade. Like, you know he's there. And as Miles Jack told us this week, you know, that's the big reason that he came here. He wanted to be coached up by Brian Flores. And you could see that this week, how much the guys, I mean, Jerry Osowski is someone that they respect as well. But for the guys, especially the newer guys, like, they don't know who Jerry O is and how he fought and what he did to get to this. They all know who Brian Flores is, and he has instant respect with that group. And you can see it in some of the drills they're doing. And he has been, to this point, I would say, just in listening to what Miles Jack was telling us, exactly what that group needs. Now, ultimately, the guys on the field have to play. But what we're seeing so far is how they're coached up. Has been impressive, and I'm anxious to see in training camp when they get into some hitting how he reacts and how these guys react to him.
Jeff, I appreciate the time as always. A long week for you. Hopefully you get some rest and relaxation this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks so much.
Yeah, enjoy the weekend, Cale.
Absolutely. That's Jeff Hathorne, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan, after a long week covering Steelers OTAs, and he'll do it again next week after the long holiday weekend here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.